欢迎大家。
Well, even though today there's a tube strike,
就算今天是有罢工哈，地铁罢工。
But you all made it.
你们都来到了。
So well done.
很高兴，很好。
Are you glad you're in the UK?
你们是不是很庆幸自己在英国
？Every year we have tube strike.
经常有这种就地铁罢工的事情发生。
And soon it'll be train strike.
马上就会有又有铁路要罢工的。
Amen.Should we go on strike as well?
那我们一起都罢工好不好啊
？Amen. Are you glad that God is not on strike?
你有没有？是不是很庆幸我们的神他不罢工的
？Amen. He doesn't sleep.
He's
always working.
神永远也不会睡觉，也不打盹，他一直都是看顾着我们。
So welcome back for those who've been on holiday or been on a mission.
欢迎这些从度假回来或者去有使命感的回来的。
Yeah, we've been faithfully serving the Lord here.
我们也是在这里很信实的在侍奉主哦。
While you're enjoying yourself.
那在你在度假的时候，我们仍然是在这里。
Now you can come and join us to be blessed.
那你现在可以来加入我们的团队了，
也重新来。Welcome back.
那欢迎你们回来。
Amen. Today I would like to talk to you about mustard seed faith.
今天我们要讲的主题是芥菜种的信心。
What is the seed? What is the mustard seed of faith?
那芥菜种的信心是怎样的呢？
You see, faith is critical to Christian life.
对于基督徒的生命来说，信心是最重要的。
Remember the F word.
记得这个 F 打头的信心这个词哈。
Faith
是信心 ，faith 的意思。
Faith is absolutely non-negotiable and is essential in our Christian life as much as money is.
所以对于基督徒来言，信心是完全不可妥协的最重要的事情，相比于金钱更重要。
Without money, you can't exist in this life.
你就像你自己觉得没有钱，你都没有办法生活一样。
Faith is far more important than money.
那信心比钱来的重要多了。
It is required.
这是完全需要的。
To access heaven's help.
是我们能够向天上取得帮助的一个方法。
If you find that accessing God, accessing heaven is so difficult, it's probably because of faith.
你如果觉得跟天上或者是跟神难得连接的话，那肯定是信心的问题了。
Without faith, you are full of anxiety.
因为没有信心，你就会开始焦虑。
You are full of worry.
你就开始担心。
If you have faith,
如果你有信心的话，
you are in peace.
你会平安。
And you are stable.
然后你会很稳定
，because your faith is in God，
因为你的信心在神里面
，knowing that everything is in His hand，
知道每件事情都是在神的手里。
Faith is like your plug when you plug into the socket，
信心就好像是电的插头插上了。
To generate all that power requires a power station。
如果要产电的话，是需要一个电厂的。
And you don't have to worry about the power station. It's all built and it's generating electricity.
但是这个电厂的问题都不是你我要担心的。
So every time when you switch on your plug, when you look behind, you see the huge structure, the power station, are generating that electricity so that you can switch on your appliances.
你能够想到你只是一个很轻微的小动作，只是打开一个开关而已，你会有一个想不到的看不见的世界，就是整个电厂在后面的所有的齿轮开始运作。
The power station is heaven.
你会看到
It's like heaven.
所以这个电厂就很像是我们说的天堂。
All that power
所有的电流和都在里面
is accessible to us.
全都是我们可以用的。
But we need a plug.
但是我们就需要有人去插进去
plug into the
把插头插进去而已
and switch it on.
然后打开开关就好
Without it,
如果不做这样的一个动作
you can have the latest model of the television.
不管你的那个电视机有多么的高档
or today your electric car,
或者你的电车有多么的厉害
Without electricity, it is useless.
如果没有这个电源的话那你这个所有的电视也好电车也好都没有用的
The Bible tells us so much promises and blessings and power of God.
圣经告诉我们所有的应许和神的祝福
As a Christian, we need to access it.
那作为基督徒我们就是需要能够得得到
And to access it, we need faith.
那需要取得到的方式就是用信心了
Amen. Without faith,
没有信心的话
there is no plug.
你就插不到没有插头
You're unable to receive.
你就没有办法取得
Amen. The reason why you're sitting on the chair today is because you believe the chair will hold you up.
今天你能够坐在凳子上，是因为你对这个椅子有信心，它可以支撑得住你。
But every time if you're thinking, what happens if the chair collapses? Oh, I will hurt my back. You're full of anxiety.
如果你在想象，如果你已经想象你的椅子，哎呀，万一我的椅子不好管用，或者是我会摔了我的腰怎么办？那你就开始有焦虑。
Amen. That's why faith is important.
所以信心很重要。
Not only in our daily life,
不光是我们每一天的日常生活
but in our spiritual life,
还有我们的属灵生活
this is how we access God's power.
这个就是我们怎么样跟这个属灵的电源连接的方式
His provisions,
全都是靠神的供应
His blessings,
全靠神的祝福
The question is how much faith do you need?
那问题就是你到底要多少信心才算有信心呢
You see, when I was a young Christian,
当我还是很年轻的基督徒的时候
I've always been told,
我总是被别人这样教
How much faith do you need?
说你到底要有多少信心啊
Just need a mustard seed
所以别人就教我说、哦、你只要像芥菜种那么一丁点的就好了
A mustard seed is like a dot
那个芥菜种就像一个小点那么小
Made by a pen or pencil just like a dot
就想象你用铅笔 就画一个点那么小就好了
And so my understanding was that's all I need
所以那个时候我的以为就是、哦、这么一丁点信心就够了呀
If I have that, I can move mountains.
那如果有这么一点点信心我连挪山都可以吗
And I preach that as well.
然后我竟然也是这样子讲道给别人听
And no wonder why nothing works.
难怪了就是真的一点都不管用
That one dot of faith is not enough.
那个一丁点的信心真的是一点都不管用
And we will see why.
我们一会儿就能看明白为什么
You see,The Bible says faith comes by the word of God. In Romans 10.
圣经里在罗马书的第十章教我们信心是来自于神的话语。
In other words, you have to understand the Bible correctly.
所以换句话说你必须要对圣经有一个正确的明白。
In order to have faith.
才会真的接收到信心。
Imperfect knowledge produces imperfect faith.
如果有不完整的对神的认知，就会有不完整的信心出来。
Imperfect knowledge produces imperfect faith.
再说一遍，那不完整的属神知识就会出现不完整的信心。
In other words, that faith won't work.
换句话说，就是你以为的信心不管用。
Because it's based on a misunderstanding, not on the truth.
因为你的信心是建立在一个误解上面，而不是建立在真理上面。
How do you know that you read the Bible correctly?
那你怎么知道你所读的圣经是读对了呢
Because it feeds you with faith.
因为你会发现你读完了以后你的信心是大增的
You should come out of it feeling more stronger.
你读完了以后你是觉得你更加强壮的
Those who claim to know the Bible well.
那些自以为只知道圣经的人
Theologians who study the Bible all their life
所谓的那些神学家花一生都在研读圣经的人
Should be the most faithful people Should be the people with the greatest faith
是不是应该就是那个最有信心最大信心的人呢
And yet I find they are some of the most doubtful people
但是我却发现那些所谓的神学家反倒是疑点最多的最质疑神的
As a scientistThat tells me they're reading the Bible incorrectly.
所以作为一个学科学的人来说，我就知道他们读圣经是误解了。
So today, if any of us boast that we know the Bible well,
所以我们很不管是谁自夸说我知道圣经的话
，then we should be men and women of faith.
那我们彰显出来就是一个有信心的表现。
If your faith is not of that level,
如果你的信心都没有到达那个程度
，that's evidence.Telling you that you're not reading your Bible correctly.
那这也就相当于是一个证据。你虽然有读圣经，可是你的全部误解。
Amen. Now the Bible tells us that God has given us faith.
那圣经说神有给我们信心哦。
What I call ordinary faith.
我们就是说的一种普通的信心。
Common faith.
就是普通的。
Every day we need common faith to step out of our doors to go to work.To go to your workplace, you need faith.
我们每天不管要出去干什么呀，比如说你开门要出去上班，你都需要这种普通的信心。
When you go on an airplane, you need faith.
你要去上飞机也是对飞机要有信心哦。
That's ordinary faith.
这个是我说的一种所谓的普通信心。
With ordinary faith, you can I have great faith or little faith.
就算是这种普通的信心，也是分大小的，也有信的大的和小信心的。
In other words, it is faith with a percentage of doubt.
所以意思就是有多少百分比的信心和多少百分比的怀疑。
The less doubt you have, the greater is your faith.
那你的怀疑的百分比少一点呢？你的信心的百分比就会多一点。
The greater your doubt is, the little is your faith.
那如果你越不怀疑呢？那你的信心就越大。
Amen? So all of us have common faith. We have ordinary faith.
所以每个人都会有这种所谓的普通信心的。
And so when we look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, verse 30, we read here,
我们来读马太福音9章29到30节。
Jesus was healing the two blind men.
耶稣在医治两个盲人。
And look what he says.
你看看他说什么。
Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened.
看看二十九节说什么？耶稣就摸他们的眼睛，说：“照着你们的信心成全你们吧。
”So Jesus said, "According to your faith."
耶稣说的是照着你们的信心。
Do you have enough faith that your eyes were opened?
那你的信心有没有大到你相信瞎眼得看见呢
？The fact that their eyes opened means the two blind men had faith.
如果所以当时两个盲人的眼睛都打开了，就证明这两个盲人是真的相信。
So that just to show you, with Jesus, according to what Jesus is saying, that the healing of two blind person is directly linked to their faith.
所以耶稣这么说话的目的是想要告诉我们，其实得不得医治，他们眼睛看不看见，都是跟这两个领受的人有关。
So there are different levels of ordinary faith.
所以在普通的信心里面，也是分信心的大与小的。
In Matthew 15, verse 28,
在马太福音十五章二十八节
，It says that about the Phoenician woman who had a daughter that was demon possessed.
这里面讲到了一个妇人，她的女儿被鬼附。
She came and begged Jesus to cast out that demon.
她在这里请求耶稣能够赶出这鬼来。
And then look what Jesus said here.
来看看耶稣对她怎么说的。
Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you desire." And her daughter.Was healed instantly.
于是耶稣回答他说：“妇人，你的信心很大，照你所要的成全你吧。”从那时起，他的女儿就好了。
So Jesus was saying about the woman, "Your faith is big."
所以耶稣对这个妇人说的是：“你的信心很大。”
Amen. Similarly, Jesus said about the centurion. He said, "There is nobody that I know in Israel got faith like this man."
连耶稣当时对那个百夫长的称赞都是哇整个以色列都找不到你这么大信心的人
Here I've illustrated to you hopefully
所以这里让我们能看得到
Ordinary faith has little faith and great faith or somewhere in between
所以普通的信心它也是分等级的有小有大有中间
So we have to ask ourselves where am I today
那今天我们要问自己的问题就是那我的信心在哪个等级啊
We need our faith to be as big as possible
我们当然希望我们的信心是越大越好啊
Great faith produces great miracles Little faith produces little miracles
那越大的信心就能越看到神的神迹越小的信心就是越小的神迹咯
Amen So we need to know God's word
对于我们需要知道神的话语
To nurture that faith
是能够滋养那样的信心长大
To trust what God says
要相信神所说的话语
To believe what God says
而且要相信神所说的每一句话
And the more you see it practice in your life
你越是这样去操练的这种信心
The more your faith
你就会发现你的信心就越来越强大
Amen Hallelujah Now let me illustrate faith through a story about the epileptic boy
那我们在这里来看一个 马太福音里面的这个得癫痫病的男孩。
Now I've chosen Matthew's version because it's shorter.
我选择马太福音的原因是因为它相对短一点故事。
But try and read Mark's version, which is in Mark chapter 9, which is longer.
如果你去读马可福音第九章的话，你能看到一个更长的版本。
Now this story is in all three Gospels.
那这个故事在三个福音书里都有的看见。
Now Matthew, let's read this. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 5.
我们来读一读马太福音。
To 15, mean.
十七章十四到十五节。
And when they came to the crowd, a man came to him and kneeling before him said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has seizures and he suffered terribly, for often he falls into the fire and often into the water.
耶稣和门徒到了众人那里，有一个人来见耶稣，跪下说，主啊，可怜我的儿子，他害癫痫变病很苦，屡次掉进火里，屡次掉进水里。
Verse 16, And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him. And Jesus answered, O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me.
继续来读16到17，我带他到你门徒那里，他们却不能医治他。耶稣回答，哎，这不信又悖逆的世代啊，我和你们在一起要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来。
And verse 18, Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why?Could we not cast it out?
继续读十八节、十九节，耶稣就斥责那鬼，鬼就出来。从那时起，孩子就痊愈了。门徒私下进前来问耶稣：“我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？”
Now this is a question that I ask throughout my entire ministry quite often.
那这也是我这一生侍奉主常常问的问题。
Why couldn't the person be healed?
为什么那个人不能得医治呢？主啊。
Why is it this not happening?
为什么我们祷告这个事情没有发生呢？
How many of us ask that question?
是不是我们中间有很多人问这样的问题？
And it's too often.
我们问的太频繁了，
Amen?
这种问题。
Although I've seen many healings and many miracles.
虽然我们也看过很多的神迹，但是还是问这个问题。
But then there are times, especially with very difficult illnesses and sicknesses, it seems like,impossible for us to see a person being healed.
所以但也有很多时候我们看到一些比如说很难的 病症啊，我们就会发现怎么就治不好呢？
Or we have a problem in life.
或者是我们自己生命中有一个困难，
a bondage.
或者有一个捆绑，
a situation.
或者是有一个情况。
In other words, it's like a mountain that cannot be moved.
换句话说就是生命中有一座大山就是没有挪掉。
And yet with Jesus it seems so easy.
但好像怎么耶稣做起来这么轻松的
Amen? You got to remember, prior to this, Jesus sent out 70 of the disciples. They cast out demons and healed the sick.
你要知道在这个事情之前耶稣有亲自差派70个门徒专门出去去赶鬼啊做神迹的。
And then they came back to Jesus and said, we're rejoicing, even the demons submitted to us.
那个时候他们还有成就感的，他们还回来跟耶稣说，哦，我们好高兴啊，连鬼都听我们的了。
But now,
现在呢，
the demon in the epileptic boy,
现在这个患癫痫病的男孩子呢，
didn't work.
就搞不定了。
Why?
为什么？
And this is a question that we often are struggling with as ministers and as a Christian. Why is it that there are some problems that don't seem to be able to be resolved?
这就是我们一直作为侍奉神也好，基督徒也好，常问的问题。为什么有一些情况就怎么都没有解决呢？
In other words, it seems impossible.
换句话说，就是真的变得不可能了。
So if we today see Jesus in this church, and if we ask Jesus, Lord,Why is it so difficult?
如果今天耶稣就在你面前，然后你对他说，主啊，为什么不可以呢？
And he will give you an exactly the same answer as 2,000 years ago.
他今天给你的回答，会跟他2000年前在圣经里记载的这个回答是一样的。
Verse 20.
我们来看看他的回答，二十节。
He said to them, because of your little faith.
耶稣对他们说，是因为你们的信心小。
The reason why it is impossible is because your faith cannot move the mountain.
为什么挪不了山，是因为信心小。
Because it's too little.
因为太小了，信心。
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the reason why the mustard seed cannot be the size.
所以，女士们、先生们，我们要知道了，芥菜种这种大小的是不够的。
Because they already had a little faith.
因为芥菜种大小是很小了。
This is a testing, don't worry.
大家不要担心这个声音哦，这是政府在给我们做个试验。
Now, can you understand? No, this is just testing. No, it's not the end. Putin is not.
大家相信哈，没有火灾，没有火灾，不要担心。这是我们已经提前知道的，政府要做的一个测试。
Do you see how contradictory the understanding of faith being the size of a mustard seed?
你能够看到这个矛盾点吗？这个矛盾点就是芥菜种的那个大小跟你信心的大小不是说那么小就可以的。
You see, the government doesn't like what I'm talking about.
你知道现在这个政府很不愿意听我要讲的这个关键点。
This is the important bit. Get rid of this notion about all I need is a tiny bit of faith and I can move mountains.You cannot move a single molehill.
请大家彻彻底底的粉碎这种对信心的误会。
Surely,
以为只有芥菜种那么大就可以搞定的。
Surely the faith of the disciple, what Jesus called little faith, is enough.
那如果像这样的话，那为什么耶稣老是怪他的门徒信心小呢？那小就是不够嘛。
So it cannot be the size of the mustard seed.
所以我们说的不是说那个大小，那个芥菜种绝对不是在讲它的大小。
Amen. Get rid of that understanding. It is wrong.
芥菜种跟大小无关，不要把大小那个误会了。
Tiny faith does nothing.
那种很丁点大的小信心真的是不管用的。
Amen.Tiny faith does nothing.
那种一丁点大的信心真的什么都做不了
的。Remind your neighbor, tiny faith does nothing.
跟你旁边的人说，那么一丁点大的芥菜种信心真的是不行的。
So, the problem is that faith is too small.
所以这里的问题就是信心太小。
Amen? Jesus was talking about the size.
因为耶稣是在讲那些神迹嘛。
Your common faith is too small.
他在讲你的信心太小。
It cannot cast the demon out.
信心太小就不可能去挪山啊，赶鬼。
But what's the answer?
那答案怎么样呢？会怎么样呢？
He then says,
然后他说，
For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move here and there, and it will move and nothing will be impossible for you.
这里面说我实实在在告诉你们你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种就算是对这座山说从这边移到那边它也会移过去并且你们没有一件不能做到的事了
So if the mustard seed of faith is not about the size what is the mustard seed's faith then?
那如果讲芥菜种的信心又跟那个芥菜种的大小无关的话那到底什么才叫做芥菜种的信心呢
And it turns out that in the ancient days, people saw the mustard seed as an amazing seed.
那是因为在古时人就已经发现芥菜种这个种子非常特别，很奇妙的。
And it became a almost a saying, like a mustard seed.
所以他们经常他们的口语就有这种口头禅，经常说 Now, 哇，很多东西小到跟芥菜种一样的小。
What is so special about the mustard seed?
那关于芥菜种到底是什么东西那么特别
？According to the ancient people, it is an extraordinary seed.
其实，在古代人的解读是，芥菜种是一个非常独特的、异常的好种子。
An uncommon seed, not like any other seed.
跟其他的种子都不一样，非常的不寻常。
So therefore, the mustard seed has to be an extraordinary faith, unlike.The ordinary faith is extraordinary. It is uncommon.
所以这个芥菜种的信心，它不是普通的信心，它是非常非常不普通的信心。
It is extraordinary that it can actually move mountains.
这就太不普通，太不寻常了，就它竟然可以挪山。
Because the mustard seed being tiny, when you bite it, it's spicy.
你知道那个芥菜种虽然看得很小哈，你放到你的口里，你会发现很辣的。
So people buy it. Wow, only a tiny little seed. Wow.
然后有人放到口里说，这么一丁点大的种子放到嘴里，竟然这么辣呢
？The taste and smell strong.
然后它的那个味道很浓烈。
So just by the taste, it's extraordinary.
所以就光是尝尝那个味道，都发现非常的异常和不普通了。
For being such a tiny seed.
就是这么小的种子，竟然这么的不寻常。
What's even more amazing when you plant it?
更奇妙的就是当你把它种在地里的时候
It quickly grows into a mighty, mighty plant.
它会长了一道非常大的树给你
Amen. Nobody can imagine such a tiny seed can grow into such a big tree.
没有人可以想象这么丁点大的芥菜种竟然能够长成一个苍天大树。
So therefore, the ancient people described it as extraordinary.
所以古代人呢就会经常用芥菜种这个说法，就是在讲它有多小，到最后有多么不异常。
So what Jesus is basically saying to the disciple, these kind of demons, devil needs extraordinary faith.
所以耶稣他是在对他的门徒说，这一种鬼要用一种特别不寻常的信心才能赶掉。
What is this extraordinary faith?
那是什么样的这么不寻常的异常的信心呢？
What makes faith extraordinary?
要怎么样的不寻常到什么程度呢？
What makes faith able to move mountains?
什么样的不寻常的信心竟然能移山呢？
Because brothers and sisters, if we can obtain this mustard seed of faith, then there are no problems in your life that you cannot move.
因为弟兄姊妹们，如果我们有这样的不寻常的芥菜种类一样的信心的话，那我真的什么事情都可以搞定了。
Now before we move to the answer, let's work out this one more phrase that you need to all take note.
在我们揭示答案之前，我们还要再看一节经文。
Verse 21, it appears in some of your Bibles and it doesn't appear in some Bibles. I tell you, it should be in your Bible.
那这里面有个21节，在有些圣经版本是已经忽略了的，但我认为这节经文不能够被忽略。
Because it appears in some scrolls and doesn't appear in others. Well, I'm telling you, it should be in your Bible.
因为有的古卷里面他们看得到，有的古卷又看不到，但是我真觉得应该在
圣经里。Because it is key to understanding how you obtain this mustard seed faith.
因为这个就是一个关键，你怎么样得到这样的芥菜种的信心。
And somebody tried to delete this verse.
竟然有人想除掉这一节经文。
He said, however, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting.
至于这一类的鬼，若不祷告禁食，它就不出来。
In other words, Jesus is saying, when you see such a mountain, when you see such a devil, right?You need to be prepared, not at that time. You say, devil, can you just wait? Let me go and pray and fast first before I come and cast you out.
那其实耶稣是在说，当你遇到这种很异类、很大的山要挪移的时候，你不能临时抱神脚，然后你说，哎，你魔鬼，你稍等一下哈，让我去赶快进食祷告两分钟，然后我回来再赶你。
In other words, Jesus is saying to the disciple, you should already have this faith, and this faith comes by prayer and fasting.
所以耶稣是在说，你应该本身平时就有这样信心的实质，你就是常常在禁食祷告的一个状态当中。
In other words, this extraordinary faith comes by your lifestyle of prayer and fasting.
换句话说，这种异常的信心来自于你自己每天的一种生活方式和禁食祷告的方式。
In Mark, it says prayer.
马可福音里面特别强调的是祷告。
In Matthew it says prayer and fasting.
但是马太福音里面记载了四个字是祷告禁食。
Well, the answer is prayer and fasting.
对，我相信是祷告加禁食。
And there is a reason, but I don't have time to explain.
当然，我有我自己的原因哦，但今天可能不会花太多时间硬要解释这一点。
So this extraordinary faith.
所以这种异常的信心
，it comes from prayer and fasting.
是要靠祷告禁食来的。
Not that you force God to do it.
不是你逼神去做事情。
Prayer and fasting, it is not to twist God's arm.
那祷告禁食不是你就是使劲摇动神的手啊，你赶快做。
It is not about enforcing heaven to do your will.
而且也不是要逼到天上都按照你的旨意来行事。
Prayer and fasting is about developing your love for God and your trust for God.
祷告禁食是你平时每天跟神的一个关系和长进。
Amen.Prayer primarily. Prayer. People say, why do we need to pray?
所以就有人问了，为什么要祷告呢？
Well, Jesus already told you in Matthew chapter 6, in your secret place where you meet with God.
为什么要祷告呢？在马太福音第六章，耶稣就有告诉我们，我们要在自己的隐蔽处跟神相遇。
Prayer is your primary way of being in the presence of God.
所以祷告其实就是你自己私下跟神相处的一个美好时光。
This is how you enter into the presence of God.
这是你进入神的同在的一种方式。
Through your prayer.
是借着祷告进入。
Through your worship.
是借着你的敬拜进入。
And as you approach God more and more.
当你一直的这样子进入神的同在时。
your prayer, your faith will grow.
你的信心就会得增长。
Amen. Fasting is so that your body prays with you.
禁食的意思就是让你的肉体能够听你的话，跟你一起祷告。
Praying is your mind.
所以祷告是你的头脑。
Fasting is, come on, body. You don't like it, but come along with me.
禁食的意思就是对你自己的肉体说，我知道你不太喜欢，但是你今天必须跟我一致。
It's to bring your flesh into submission.
是为了让你的肉体听话，按照你的意志来祷告。
So prayer is primarily about communicating and fellowshipping with God.
所以祷告是关乎于跟神的关系，跟神的团契。
So by through prayer and fasting, you will develop.
那随着长长的这样子的祷告进食，你会越来越爱主。
I trust for God.
你会越来越信赖主。
Especially through the Scripture.
然后特别是借着圣经。
Somehow.
但是。
When a mountain is before you.
当你的面前有一座大山时。
At that moment, you have the mustard seed.
那个时候你真的只有一个芥菜种的信心。
That's why we need to see some examples.
这是为什么我们需要看到一些例子。
Amen. Hallelujah. So what is extraordinary faith?
So 这种异常的信心是怎样的呢？
The key to understand what is extraordinary faith is what Jesus said.Faith that can move mountains.
所以换句话说，你要是问我什么叫异常的信心，那我们就换句话说是挪山的信心。
Amen. He said the mustard seed is faith that can move the mountains.
所以我们，你要是问我什么是芥菜种的信心，我说的就是挪山的信心。
So in order to find out what is extraordinary faith, we go to the rest of the scripture to find out where does it say.Faith that moves mountains.
那如果我们想了解这种异常的信心，那我们就要回到继续来读这个经文，看看那个信心是怎么样移山的。
And you will find it in Matthew 21 and in Mark 11. Let's look at Mark 11.
那我们可以看看马可福音11章。
You can also read it in Matthew 21.
你也能够在马太福音21章看到。
Or Luke 17.
也可以在路加福音17章看到。
Now you see here,
你们看看。
In Mark 11, verse 23, Truly I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea. How many of you are saying that Jesus is talking about the same thing?It's linked to the mustard seed.
那这里面讲到，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这山说，离开此地，投在海里，你们知不知道？他讲的就是这个芥菜种的信心。
He's talking about an extraordinary faith.
讲的就是我说的这种异常的信心。
And then he said.
然后他说。
And this is the answer for extraordinary.
也就是我们今天的答案。
And does not doubt.
他心里若不疑惑。
In his heart.
在他的心里不疑惑
But believes that whatever he says will come to pass and it will be done for him.
只是相信所说的必成，那就为他实现吧。
So extraordinary faith is faith that does not doubt.
所以这种异常的信心就是心里完全不疑惑的信心。
Ordinary faith is a mixture of faith and doubt.
所以普通的信心就是也有一些信，也有一些怀疑。
Mustard seed of faith being extraordinary is faith that has zero doubt.
那这个芥菜种的信心是这么的异常的好，是因为它连一丁点的怀疑都没有。
The reason why we don't see many mustard seed of faith in church is because most of the time we doubt.
那为什么在教会我们经常看不到这种芥菜种的信心？是因为很多时候我们里面都有小小的疑惑在里面。
Amen. According to this verse.
所以看到这个经文。
Faith that can move the mountains.
能够移山的信心
is faith that does not doubt.
是完全不疑惑的信心
Where? In the heart.
是哪里不疑惑？心里不疑惑。
And it is faith that believes what I pray will come to pass.
而且这样的信心是知道我祷告什么就必成。
Hallelujah. Now, is this faith impossible to achieve?
那大家会说，哇，这么难吧？这样的信心太难得着了。
No, Jesus told the disciple, you need the mustard seed of faith. He won't tell you something that is impossible to achieve.
肯定是得得着的，因为耶稣是这样子对他的门徒说，你一定要有芥菜种的信心。如果都得不着，耶稣干什么要这样跟他的门徒说？
Jesus is saying, this extraordinary faith All of us can have it.
耶稣是在说，这种所谓的异常的信心，我们每个人都可以取得。
Amen. Is there anywhere else in the Bible that tells us about extraordinary faith?
那圣经里面还有其他的地方有讲到这种异常的信心吗？
Guess where you can find it.
猜猜你们能在哪里找到？
It's in the chapter that's read in every wedding.
是在每一个婚宴上面必读的经文。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
You know, everybody thinks it's just a chapter about love. It's a chapter full of many, many things there.
其实很多人都以为哦，十三章就是一个爱的经文，很多人婚礼用，但其实里面有好多隐藏的真理。
Verse 2 says in chapter 13, verse 2, If I have prophetic powers and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have all faith,So as to remove mountains. Here's the word mountains again. So it has to be the mustard seed. It has to be the extraordinary faith.
这里面说我若有先知讲道的能力，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有齐备的信心。这个齐备他讲的是可以移山，使我能够移山的信心。
And the word in Greek for all means complete.
这里面讲到的全部的齐备的信心的意思就是一个完全的毫不怀疑的。
So Paul is saying that faith that can move the mountain is complete faith. It is faith that is absolute.
所以保罗是在说齐备的完备的信心就是这种能够挪山的信心它已经完全了。
So we have established that the faith that can move mountain is the mustard seed.
所以刚才我们有说到这能移山的信心就叫做芥菜种的信心。
And the mustard seed faith is an extraordinary faith.
那这种芥菜种的信心是一个异常的信心。
It is uncommon.
是非常不普通的。
And now we establish that extraordinary faith means complete faith.
所以现在我们又开始进入到一点我们知道这芥菜种的异常的信心就是我们说的完全的齐备的信心。
So our problems that are impossible.
所以我们那些看着不可能的事情
is possible.
都是可能的。
If we can get hold of this faith from God.
如果我们能够取得这种齐备的信心的话
through our love for him.
借着我们跟神的爱
through prayer.
借着我们的祷告
doing all the boring stuff.
所做的那些所谓的无聊的事情
Get to know him.
我们要开始真的认识神
Pray to him.
要对神跟神发生关系祷告
And as your faith develops,
在你的信心这样子慢慢长进的时候
There will be a day,
会有一天
There will be a time,
会有一个这样的时间
When you need a faith that can move and that can move the mountain of the impossibility.
当你需要真的有这个移山的信心去解决那不可能的事
It will happen.
这个就管用了。
It is faith without doubt.
是那种完全的齐备的信心，完全不怀疑的信心。
I believe I've experienced this.
我相信我有经历过这样的信心。
And it happened in my first few weeks as a Christian.
特别是在我刚刚信主的头两周。
Isn't it a shame that in my first few weeks as a Christian, I did experience the mustard seed of faith?
觉得很遗憾就是我竟然是在信主的前两周就有经历到这种芥菜种的信心
Because at that time getting my parents saved getting my brothers and sisters saved I had no doubt
因为那个时候我觉得让我的父母信主让我的弟兄姊妹信主我真的是一点怀疑都没有
Because I had an empty head
因为我当时头脑也是空的
And the only theology I have is God is alive
我唯一的神学道理明白的就是神是活的
He can hear me
他可以听到我祷告
And he will answer my prayer.
然后他会听我的祷告
That's all I knew.
我就是所有的神学就知道这么一点点
At that time, I knew nothing about Adam and Eve.
那个时候我连亚当夏娃是谁都不知道
I know nothing about any complicated theology.
所有的那些神学道理我现在可以搞清楚的那时候都不明白
All I knew, Jesus is God.
那个时候我就只是知道耶稣是神
He hears me.
他能听到我的祷告
That was it.
就这么多了
And so, when my mother challenged me,
所以当时我妈妈来挑战我的时候
if your God is so real,
她说如果你的神这么真实的话
get your brother to phone home.
你让你的哥哥给我打电话
Everybody's heard that story, yeah?
那很多人都听过我以前的这个故事
And I remember telling my mother, saying, you name a date.
然后我还记得我这样子
I told my mother, brother will phone home on this date at this time.
我当时还跟我妈妈说的，我的哥哥会在这一年、这一月、这一日打电话，讲得非常的确切。
I said that because I sincerely believe, according to what Jesus said, if you pray and you believe and you have no doubt, it will be done.
我当时这么随便的给了一个日子的原因，就是因为我真实的相信耶稣所说的，如果我们跟他祷告，他就会实现，所以我一点都不怀疑。
And I told everybody about it in church.
然后我跟全教会的人都说了。
And I remember.One of the elders said to me, Joshua, don't tell everybody too many. What happens if it does not happen?
我还记得当时有一个长老劝我说，诶 Joshua, 你不要跟所有的人都那么说了。万一没有发生的话，你就是很丢人。
I was so shocked.
然后我当时就很震惊。
Why would not God do such a thing?
我说，为什么神竟不会做这样的事情呢？
So I said to her, you're an elder.
我还说，你还是个长老呢。
I said, go away.
你既然是长老，你走开吧。
Amen. At that time,I could not understand why is it that Christians doubt God.
那个时候我竟然都不明白为什么基督徒会怀疑神。
Because God is real.
因为神很真实啊。
If he's not real, why bother believing in him?
要神都不真实的话，我们相信他做什么？
God does not have hearing problems.
神又没有耳聋。
So therefore he can hear me.
他肯定会听得到我呀。
Simple logic.
好简单的逻辑。
And lo and behold,God answered my prayer.
然后就真的是这样，神就答了我的祷告。
And I can tell you, in those early days, I can tell you lots of different stories.
我当时刚信主的时候，我有好多这样子的见证给你们讲。
I remember one lady, one student, we were students in those days. One sister said, "Joshua, it's all right for you. God does all these things for you."
当时有一个姐妹，当时我们都是学生嘛，她要对我说，哦，就是我认为你觉得神都会为你做这些事情。
And she heard my story.
她也听到了我的见证。
I said to her, sister, God will do the same for you.
我对那个姐妹说，她对我做的，她也能对你做。
How can God do this for me, right? Because my mom and dad, they don't talk to each other.And I'm praying for God to heal them, and nothing seemed to be happening.
那这个姐妹就说：“哎呀，我怎么可能嘛？我的爸爸妈妈他们又不住在一起，他们也不爱对方，然后我一直在祷告，什么事情都不发生的。”
I said, just because your mom and dad are not back together doesn't mean God is not working.
我跟她说，那就因为你的爸爸妈妈没有在一起，并不代表神不工作呀。
I said, God is working hard.
神工作的更辛苦呢。
But we got hardened hearts.
但是。他是因为你心里面有个刚硬的心，所以你把神的工作搞得更
辛苦。I said, this is evidence to you that God is working.
所以我在跟你说，这是神在工作。
I said, on this date,
就在这么一天
，in this month,
在这个月
month,
这个月的这一天
，you will receive a letter from your dad.
你会从你的爸爸那里收到一封信
，and it will say the following thing.
他会说下面的这些内容
，that I'm working really hard.To help try and reconcile your mom.
我很努力的在跟你的妈妈和好。
She said, really?
她说
I said, why not?
真的吗？我说为什么不可以？
So, okay, I believe.
然后我说，那她就说，那好，我相信。
Then I went back to my room.
然后我就回到我自己的房间里。
I looked into the ceiling.
然后我就看看我的天花板。
I said, Lord.
然后我对神说
，Your reputation is on the line.
所以主啊，你自己的问题自己搞定哦。
Nothing to do with me.
跟我没关系哦。
You heard it.
你听到了哈。
I believe it.
我相信哦。
And guess what?
相信怎么着
？On that day.
确实就在那一天。
The sister ran with the letter. Joshua got the letter.
那个姊妹真的就是拿着那封信奔向我说 ，Joshua， 我真的收到那封信。然后我说，你打开那封信看看。
She opened it.
她打开了。
And her dad was saying, "Daughter, I'm."Working real hard, trying to reconcile your mom.
果然在信上，他的父亲在说：“孩子，我真的很努力的在跟你的妈妈和好。”
Now that was my first year as a Christian.
这是我当基督徒第一年的故事。
Today.
然而今天呢
？Don't know what happened.
也不知道发生了什么事情。
You understand?
明白吗
？Imperfect knowledge has caused imperfect faith.
不完整的。知识对神就是有不完整的信心。
Knowledge that I had in those days,
反倒是我当时唯有的那么一丁点的知识。
Jesus is the real God,
就是知道耶稣是真神。
And he's alive.
他还是活的神，就知道这两点。
That's theology is worth more than all theology put together.
那一天的神学胜过了我后来所知道的所有的神学。
Because it works.
因为真的管用。
Amen. My responsibility and your responsibility.
对你我的责任是。
Is try and sweep away the doubts.
是要拿走那些怀疑。
Don't doubt God.
不要对神产生怀疑。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He cares about you.
他关心你。
He hears every prayer that we pray.
他听到每一个你的祷告。
Otherwise, he is not a faithful God.
要不然他就不是那信实的神。
Otherwise, he is a liar.
要不然他就是一个欺骗者。
And his word is faithful.
但是他的话语是信实的。
And my job is to read the Bible and discover its truth.
那我的任务就是去读他的话语，直到我找到那真理为止。
That's why you and I have to be diligent.
所以你我
in searching the scriptures.
所以你我要更加勤劳的去学习这个话语。
In relying on the Holy Spirit to help me and guide me into the truth.
依赖圣灵来开启我们，带领我们来看懂神的真理。
Because what you and I need.
因为你和我所需要的
is that extraordinary faith.
就是这种异常的信心
that can remove the bitterness.
可以拿走我们里面的苦毒的
that can remove the unforgiveness.
可以拿走我们里面的不饶恕
that can remove the set us free from the addiction.
可以让我们从瘾里面走出来
the illnesses.
还有疾病中走出来
whatever that mountain is.
不管你生命中的大山是什么
And so we end with Luke chapter 17, verse 5 and 6.
所以我们最后以路加福音十七章五到六节结束。
When Jesus is talking about unforgiveness,
当耶稣讲到的不饶恕
the disciple felt what he said was impossible to do.
那些门徒觉得耶稣所说的是根本实现不了，做不到的。
How many of you agree with the disciples?
是不是你们当中都有人会同意这个使徒门徒的说法？
Unforgiveness, bitterness is impossible to get rid of.
觉得要是那种不饶恕，想完全的拿走，真是不可能的感觉。
It is a mountain.
你们就是你们心目中的一个大山。
Or a mulberry tree.
或者是你们的桑树。
The roots are so deep.
你们的桑树的根都扎得很深。
How many of you agree?
你们是不是有这种感受？
In other words, to cast out the demon is a mountain.
所以要是要赶鬼的话是一个山。
Forgiveness is also impossible.
那宽恕饶恕也是一座山也是好难的不可能。
And so the apostles came.
所以这些门徒们就来到主面前说
Lord,
主啊
increase our faith.
请加增我们的信心。
Amen. That's what we pray.
这就是我们的祷告不是吗
When Jesus said about prayer and fasting,
当耶稣说我们要祷告和禁食
That's what you pray.
这就是你我们该有的祷告
Lord, increase my faith.
主啊加增我们的信心
So that the mountain can be removed.
让我们能够有移山的信心
Whatever that mountain is.
不管你们生命中的那个山是什么
Jesus linked that impossibility again with the mustard seed.
那看看耶稣怎么回答的他又把这移山跟芥菜种两个字放到一起了
And he said, the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
主说你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种就是对这棵桑树说你要连根拔起我栽栽在海里他也会听从你们
If we have mountains,
如果我们生命中有大山
impossibility,
我们生命中有很多不可能的事情
pray,
我们这样祷告
Lord, increase my faith.
主啊加增我们的信心
Or you pray like the father with the epileptic boy, help me of my unbelief.
或者是那个刚才说的癫痫症的那个父亲他是这样祷告的主啊你帮助我的那些不信
Amen. But I like to pray things short.
但是我喜欢把我的祷告放得比较短
When I'm praying for faith,
所以当我祷告信心时
I go to God,
我就跟神说
say, help me, Lord.
主啊帮助我
And he knows what I'm asking.
他知道我要的是信心
Help me, Lord.
主啊帮助我
Help me, Lord.
主啊帮助我
I have an impossibility.
我有一个不可能的事情
Help me, Lord.
主啊帮助我
And as you labor in your prayer,
就在你这样子在祷告中这样祷告时
God does the rest.
神会做其他的事情
He gives you the faith for the impossible.
神会给你那不可能成就的，但是却有的芥菜种的信心。
And that faith is what we call the mustard seed faith.
这个信心就是芥菜种的信心。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we need that faith.
主啊，我们需要这样的信心。
I pray, O God, that you grant us the mustard seed of faith.
主啊，你赐给我们芥菜种的信心。
A faith that is extraordinary.
这样异常的信心。
Different.
这种不同于常人的信心。
So humble.
主啊，帮助我们。
And you're so powerful.
这么大能的信心。
We need that power.
主啊，我们需要你的大能。
We need to access your presence.
我们需要能够进入到你的同在。
And we need to access that power.
我们需要在你里面得到你的能力。
We need your help, Lord.
我们需要你的帮助。
So I just pray that you help our brothers and sisters.
所以主啊，你来帮助我们的弟兄姊妹。
To always remember.
永远都记得。
When we are facing with an impossibility.
当我们遇到那不可能的事情。
That we come to you.
我们就会来到你面前
and say, Lord,
对你说主啊
help me,
帮助我们
increase my faith,
加增我们的信心
help me of my unbelief,
帮助我的不信
Father, right now,
为主啊
I pray that you speak to our hearts,
你亲自对我们的心说话
we all know certain situations in our lives,
我们都有这样子的大山在里面
where we need a great faith.
我们需要一个更大的信心。
When we need more faith.
我们需要更多的信心。
Father, help us.
父啊，帮助我们。
Father, brothers and sisters, I pray that you take a few moments.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们花一些时间。
And just pray that.
来这样祷告。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, whatever is impossible, Jesus can help us.
弟兄姊妹们，不管什么事情在你眼中是那不可能的，神都可以做到。
We need to be like those characters in the Bible.
我们应该像那个圣经里面的一些人物学习。
The Phoenician woman.
比如说那个妇人她为她的女儿祷告
blind man,
还有那个两个盲人
the woman with the issue of blood,
还有那血漏的病人
the centurion,
还有那百夫长
the apostles,
还有那些门徒
they all push for that faith,
他们都是继续的向前进
they all
想要得到这信心
push towards God,
他们都是这样子继续的前进
and they all obtain what they wanted,
为的就是去得着神已经预备的
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Like the woman with the issue of blood.
Like a woman with the issue of blood. We press in. We press in. Like a blind man.Patiently, we press in through the grass. Suddenly, a touch from heaven. Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly.Came to set me free like a woman with an issue of blood we press in we press in like a blind man waiting patiently we press inJesus came to rescue me. Suddenly, a touch from heaven.
a woman,
like a woman with the issues of love. We press in, we press in, like a blind man waiting patiently. Through the cross, suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came and rescued me. Suddenly a touch from heaven, Jesus came, set me free.
See, one of the problems I believe why, including myself, why we lose faith.
我相信有这么一件事情，就是我们怎么会失去信心呢？
I believe one of the big causes is when we see in church and other places where God doesn't seem to be working His miracles on people's lives.
因为很大的一个原因，就是当我们放眼望去，神好像没有在我们的身边人或者教会里的人身上做工。
We see prayers not being answered.
就是好像我们的祷告没有得答复。
Sickness not being healed.
或者是看到疾病也没有得医治。
Problems not being resolved.
看到问题，各种问题也没有得以解决。
I believe none of that is to do with God.
我觉得那些都是跟神无关。
Because I believe in the Bible.
因为我相信圣经的话语。
I don't believe in what I see.
我不相信我肉眼所看见的。
What I see is a lie.
我所看见的是欺骗和谎言。
It is not happening, it's not because of God.
这个事情不发生是跟神无关的。
Because God is always true.
因为神是真实的。
So I would encourage you.
所以我今天要鼓励你们。
To establish your faith in what God has said.
去建立你的信心在神所说的话语上
and not what you see,
而不是建立在你肉眼所看见的事情
not what you have experienced,
或者是你自己曾经的经历
I believe what we've experienced is imperfect faith,
我相信
imperfect knowledge
我们相信我们平时所看见的都是那些不完整的对神的知识
so we ask God to set us free,
所以我们今天要神来释放我们
from our doubts,
从我们的怀疑中释放
出来 Don't let that doubt increase.
不要让这个怀疑在我们的里面滋长
But instead, let's believe in Jesus.
相反，让我们把信心放到耶稣身上
Let's believe in Jesus.
来相信主耶稣
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is good.
神是好的
So let's be like these characters in the Bible.
这些特性在圣经里面
We don't understand anything.
也许我们都不明白
We don't know anything.
或者我们也不明白
We don't care.
我们也不管那么多了
What we care is
我们最重要管的是
I need Jesus
我们需要主耶稣
And I need his help
我需要主的帮助
So when you sing this once more
所以当我们再次唱这样的赞美歌的时候
Be like a child
让我们像一个小孩子一样
With very simple faith
用很简单的信心
Forget about our understanding
来忘记我们以前所有的知识
JustKnow that Jesus is good.
就让我们知道耶稣是良善的。
He will help.
他会帮助。
Amen.
Like a woman with the issues of blood, we press in, we press in. Like a blind man waiting patiently.Pressing through the crowd, suddenly a touch from heaven. Jesus came to rescue me. Suddenly.Jesus came to set me free.
One last time. One more time.
Like a woman with an issues of blood, we press in, we press in. set me free.
Suddenly.
Suddenly. A touch from heaven.
Jesus came. Touch us, Lord. Touch us with faith.
用信心来触摸我们。
Lord, our brothers and sisters, we all need you.
主啊，我们都需要你。
Like the apostles, we all cry.
就像门徒一样，我们都是这样呼求。
Increase our faith.
主啊，我们呼求你加增我们的信心。
Increase our faith.
加增我们的信心。
Help us, Father.
主啊，帮助我们。
Father, I ask you to bless our family.
主啊，你来祝福我们的家人。
Bless every person.
祝福我们这里每一个人。
Bless our work.
祝福我们的工作。
Bless our jobs.
祝福我们的工作。
Bless our businesses.
还有我们的生意。
Bless our studies.
还有我们的学习。
Pray that you protect us.
主啊，你来保护我们。
From all diseases.
不受各样的疾病的烦扰。
And sicknesses.
没有疾病。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要祷告的话，请到前面来。